Welcome back into the Chase and Big Joe Show. Junie Riddle in for Chase McCabe. The Chase McCabe and Big Joe Show is brought to you by Regal Realty. We are now joined by Nashville Predators defenseman Tyson Berry. Tyson, welcome into the show. Thank you for taking the time to join us this morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. No problem.
Absolutely. Last night, you all fell 3-2 to the Vancouver Canucks. It was a very tough, hard-fought game. A lot of movement up and down the ice. Y'all had a ton of opportunities at chances to score some goals. It just didn't fall your way. What was that game like last night? Because I felt like there was a lot of moving parts. But tell me about last night and how y'all can bounce back against the Maple Leafs this upcoming Saturday with some rest.
Yeah, I think you got to give the Canucks credit. They came in and played a fast, tight checking game, and they sustained a lot of ozone time on us. And I thought the first two periods they kind of took it to us a little bit. We had a couple timely goals that kept us in it, but I thought we played a better third period and had some chances to tie it up. But it's part of the game, and we've got a good Maple Leafs team coming in here Saturday, so we're gonna have to reset and, you know, go over some details and make some adjustments, and then get ready for a good team on Saturday.
Now, Tyson, you're known as being one of the better offensive defensemen in the NHL, and you're a big part of this team's power play. Talk to me about the improvement that you have seen from the power play from when you got traded here from Edmonton last year to now being under head coach Andrew Brunette in the beginning phases of this season.
Yeah, I think, we're still, moving some pieces around and trying to get that thing clicking, how we want it to. And, I've been a part of a lot of different power plays over the years, and it's something you just kind of have to be patient with and stick with it. And, you go through slumps, you go through highs, and, it's just the time and score when you get those big power play goals. And that's something I think we can actually improve on is just there's moments in games where you get a big power play and you need to make it count. So, we've got some work to do on the power play still. I think it's going to be a big part of our success this year. So I'm sure we'll be working on that today.
We're talking to Tyson Berry, Nashville Predators. Tyson, last year you spent almost the entire year with the Oilers. In late February, you get traded to Nashville. We've been talking a lot about trades this week because of the football trade in town. What was that like for you? Did you know that was coming? Did you have any idea? And how were you informed?
No, I didn't. I didn't know it was coming. It's always a possibility. It's kind of part of the lifestyle. But I didn't think I was on the move. And then our GM in Edmonton called and kind of broke it to me. And at first, you're a little bit in shock, and then you got to break it to the family, and then things start happening pretty quickly. I was packed up and out of there the next morning to go join the team down in Florida, and then my wife and family are still in Edmonton, kind of picking up the pieces, getting everything organized and ready to move. So there's a lot of moving parts when you get traded midseason, and it's not the easiest thing to do. I wouldn't exactly recommend it, but I'm glad I landed in Nashville, and what a spot to play hockey. And if you're going to move anywhere, this is a great spot to be.
I got to think when you go in the locker room, it's not like you don't know those other guys. I mean, you've played against them. So I guess the transition is pretty simple because, Tyson, you got to go out and play immediately. Does that help instead of not sitting around for a week or two?
Yeah, I think it does help. I think I was on a plane the next day and then played in Florida that night. So, and then I've been in the league a while now, so I knew a couple of the guys in the room, and that makes it easier. And had a couple buddies on the team to kind of fill me in on the program they're running here. And that definitely softens it. And then not having to sit around and wait, we were just right into the fire the next night. So no time to really think about it.
We're talking to Predators defenseman Tyson Berry. Now, Tyson, a lot of Predators fans here in Smashville are excited about this team. The identity of the team moved from more of a conservative kind of playing within your means to now they've taken such a much younger approach and playing a lot of young guys, and it seems to be more fun and fast paced and offensive centric. What do you see with the potential of this team this year, and what is this team's ultimate goal?
Yeah, I think our style of play is, we obviously have a great goaltender and a good defensive core, and But then we also have some young guys who can fly, and I think we're going to play a little bit of a stingy game, but a fast game. We're going to try to transition the puck really quickly and put teams on their heels. And I think we've done a good job of it at times this year, and you can see the success we've had in certain games. And you know, as far as our goals for this year, we want to be a playoff team, and we're going to be right in the mix, and we're going to be fighting for it all year. You know, we know nothing's given, and we're going to be a team that's going to have to work for everything we get. So it's going to be a dogfight all year, but we want to, you know, when game 82 is over, we want to be a team that's in that playoff spot. And then, you know, once you get in there, anything can happen. So that's certainly our goal for this year.
Final one for you here, Tyson. What is it like playing with some other elite defensemen in Captain Roman Josi, and also a guy that has won a couple cups and been a major part of that down in Tampa when we speak about Ryan McDonough? What is it like being able to play with some of these guys and being a part of a newer team, but with guys that have also come in that have some championship caliber experience?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Roman's one of the best defensemen, you know, in the last decade to play. And, you know, it's a pleasure getting to get to know him a lot. And, you know, I'm still, you know I've been in the league a long time, but I'm still learning a lot and trying to pick up on little things that he does to kind of add into my game to make myself a little more dangerous. And he's such a great leader. And obviously so is Mac. He's been in the trenches for a lot of years. He's won some cups and deep playoff runs have been a big part of it. And you can just see the way he plays. He's a warrior and he'll do anything to win. So there's stuff I got to, you know, learn from him too, in the mindset. And it's a pleasure to be able to get on the blue line with those guys every game and, you know, great players and great people.
Absolutely. Tyson, appreciate the time. Thank you for spending it, and best of luck with you and the Nashville Predators for the rest of the season.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's Tyson Barry, Predators defenseman. They came off a tough loss last night. I mean, the team battled their tails off. Vancouver just came out being the more aggressive team. But, I mean, the Preds last night, if you caught the game, they had so many chances at shots on the goal. You know, tip the hat to the Vancouver Canucks goaltender, because he was making some incredible saves last night to kind of give his team the win. But the Preds are going to get a couple days off here. Their next outing is going to be at Bridgestone Arena on Saturday against the Maple Leafs. So the Canucks kind of came in well rested, had a few days off on their road trip, and now the Preds are going to get a few days of some good well rest as they've been playing kind of every other night to really start this season off. So it'll be interesting to see where they go. Did you catch any of that game last night, Big Joe?
I did not, man. I did not, and I apologize, but I did catch up. I read about it and saw everything, and that's just – it's tough. I mean, you want to win that game, and you lose by a goal, and it's just – you know, that's the thing. You don't have to wait 7 days. Normally, in hockey, you get back out there in 48 hours and go again. So they'll be back out there.
So the way I would describe that game last night, Big Joe, was the both teams were moving up and down the ice. It's kind of like in football. When you got two offenses that are moving up and down the field – but each defense just has a bend, don't break mentality. And once you get into that offensive ozone, I mean, they were the forecheck by the defense was amazing, trying to get the offense out of bad situations. That's what that game was. I mean, it was high octane, up and down, moving the ice, getting a lot of opportunities, but the defense did withhold strong, so it was a tough loss for the Nashville Predators. So appreciate Tyson Barry for coming out and being with us this morning. But we got some big news with the Titans. We got some big news with Ian Rappaport talking about Will Levis being inserted as the primary quarterback. Vrabel came out in his press conference yesterday saying that if Tannehill cannot go, that both quarterbacks, Levis and Willis, were going to get opportunities to play in the game on Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons. So we're going to get back into that. But an interesting little back and forth went down in Mike Vrabel's press conference, and Big Joe wants to get into that next with our own Jared Stillman and his beef with Mike Vrabel. So we're going to play some of that audio coming up next and get into our thoughts about that. Chase and Big Joe, Junior Riddle in for Chase McCabe here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.